House Bill 755 was introduced into the Ohio legislature in October 2018 to establish a registry for those convicted of or who pleaded guilty to animal abuse offenses. The registration would be maintained by the Attorney General's Office, with access granted to local and state law enforcement. The bill proposed on the legislature's website details types of animal abuse, how long an abuser would be listed on the registry, and the cost to maintain it. While House Bill 755 would be a statewide registry, Stark County Dog Warden John Barber noted that the FBI maintains its own national database for cases of animal cruelty.
Law enforcement is supposed to be reporting convictions for animal cruelty to the FBI National Crime Center so they can enter it into that system. So anyone across the United States who's investigating a person would pull that up and find that information.
The FBI's database allows law enforcement access to reports of animal cruelty, so other agencies may analyze the threat potential of known or suspected criminals. This information enables them to see how cruelty to an animal can lead to the abuser committing increasingly violent crimes. The database is supposed to show trends and help law enforcement treat cases of animal cruelty more seriously as crimes against society. Because Ohio's registry would only be statewide, this raises a problem of access for law enforcement or adoption centers from other states to get information on animal abusers.
The problem is that abusers cross state lines. They don't necessarily stay within a state. I'm not sure how this data is going to be shared across the United States.
Teresa Landon, director of the Ohio Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, said the bill faces a more direct problem.
We're in the second year cycle of bills, and it's unlikely this bill is going to go anywhere. It's going to die.
Though there may be problems with establishing the registry, Landon, Barber, and Jackie Godby, director of the Stark County Humane Society, all concluded that, in general, it would be a step in the right direction to prevent and stop animal cruelty. What it offers is documentation of incidents by repeat offenders. Godby recalled the Scott Winters case from October 2018, in which Scott Winters of Canton, Ohio, pleaded guilty to strangling and skinning alive his pit bull companion. Winters was charged under Goddard's Law, a law that made causing serious physical harm to a companion animal a fifth-degree felony.
We had charged him 2 years prior with counts of animal cruelty. So he had already been convicted, charged, failed to do his community service. This happened up in Summit County, I believe. It was out of our county, so they didn't realize, and he was still on probation and stuff through the charges we did 2 years ago.
Landon also mentioned Goddard's Law and the offenses that go unchecked by it.
With Goddard's Law, felonies have now been charged against people who have done serious animal abuse. You know, the animal died or nearly died or was tortured, etc. But then you have all the other crimes that are committed that are not charged, and we consider them to be just as serious.
Godby praised Goddard's Law both in the beginning and the end of our interview.
Goddard Law, I think, is a godsend. Yeah, changing it from the misdemeanor to a felony five, I think, is going to make a big difference for our companion animals. We've already had that a number of cases where instead of being a misdemeanor, which to me is like a smack on the wrist, and a felony actually is something where they're going to serve jail time, be fined, have community service to do. So,
Godby took me through a tour of the Stark County Humane Society. I listened to the dogs bark and watched them pace behind their cages. She took me into the ward where there are no pictures allowed, where the animals who suffered from abuse and neglect were kept to heal from their owner's cruel actions. She started with a brown, short-haired pup, who she called a fear biter, who looked up at me with glistening amber eyes. Then two dogs who were once emaciated, like in the commercials, she says, who are healthy now, bellies full of food and plenty of treats. And then Cody, with a broken leg that never healed right, so now it's bent and awkward on his body.
Cody here, he was with us back in May. Did you see when the lady put the box cutter to the dog?
Yes.
Cody was the one that got into the fight.
A couple huskies in their cages, one red, bi-eyed, and one tall and dark with silver blue eyes, barking away.
Yeah. All these guys have been on a cruelty hold from like August. 15 hours with no food, no water, and the heat.
Two black pigs snuggled in their hay come hobbling up to us.
with two pigs. These guys were abandoned in North Lawrence, so we were able to place the first nine. And once the owner signed off, we got released from Kansas City prosecutor.
Yeah.
The very next day, a person abandoned two pigs in North Lawrence. So this month alone, we've taken in 11 pigs.
Should the bill pass as is, humane societies and animal shelters will be unable to adopt out any animals to a person whose name appears on the registry. How animal shelters adopt out animals depends on the prospective pet owner's background and/or impression shelters get of the person trying to adopt. The registry would aid in this, Landon says, where they could broaden the scope of their search if someone committed an animal abuse crime. But Barber says the registry is not an end-all solution to animal cruelty.
So people still need to be diligent. Don't think that just because we have a registry, it's kind of a scarlet letter, because that's not always the case. We still have to have information to be able to hold them accountable.
The information would be supplied by people looking out for animals, and the registry would keep that information documented. Godby believes in the work it will take to establish the registry.
Yeah, it would take more work, but in the long run, if it helps an animal, then it's well worth it.